Hollywood.
It's recording.
Go ahead and call the order of the Broward County Planning Council meeting. This public hearing is May 24, 2012. We'll stand to a pledge this time.
I pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome back, Nancy. If you will have a roll call now.
Yes, sir. Mr. Tim Bascom.
Present.
Commissioner Claudette Brock.
Here.
Mr. Frederick Burton.
Present.
Ms. Sarah Case.
Here.
Commissioner Ann Castro.
Here.
Commissioner Bobby DeBose.
Here.
Mr. Kenneth Fink.
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary Graham.
Here.
Commissioner Sue Gunsberger.
Present.
Mr. Dan Hobby.
Here.
Commissioner Keith London.
Present.
Commissioner Michael Long.
Here.
Commissioner Rita Mack.
Here.
Commissioner Elisa Malozzi.
Yes.
Ms. Sarah Ragunan. Mr. Louis Reinstein. Mayor Michael Udine.
Here.
And Mayor Lamar Fisher, Chair.
Here. For the record, there's an excused absence from Mr. Reinstein. He is in trial this morning. He might be able to make it a little bit later, but we're not sure about that. What other important announcement we need to make, and congratulate our own Commission Bose, who is now the president of the Broward League of Cities. Despite his sickness, he made it into the evening, and we're so proud to have you on this board, Commissioner. And last but not least, announcements is the jars over there for our wonderful tips for our meats and our bagels. We appreciate that. Moving on to consent agenda C1 through 4. Is there a motion?
Second.
Moved in second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. Places us now on our regular agenda, R1, which is indeed my pleasure to inform everybody that we have successfully, Mr. Rosa and I have successfully negotiated a contract with Ms. Boyd to become our executive director, taking consideration her tenure with the council, and obviously what Mr. Sneezat was making, a little bit less in compensation package to the 130. The contract itself is very, very similar to Mr. Sneezat's, and the executive committee met this morning, unanimously voted in favor of moving forward with Ms. Boyd this contract. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion?
Second.
Then moved in second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion unanimously carries, Ms. Boyd. And as we conclude the meeting, we'll actually have some photographs taken with our new executive director. R2, Boyd?
R2 is the proposed 2013 meeting schedule and application deadlines. And really, this is just for information purposes, be able to get it on the internet, be able to start coordinating schedules with the county commission calendars and that sort of thing. So we've just asked your approval to be able to put that on the internet and distribute it to the municipalities and interested parties.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
I assume that the July 25th is marked tentative because we traditionally do that, not that there's a conflict with that.
Exactly, okay. Just because it's traditionally canceled.
We will also negotiate later on, of course, our November, December meeting as well. They will do a poll and figure out which is best for everybody on that too. Okay, that's good.
I recall this year during Broward Days, many of us also attended Broward Days. I didn't know if we knew already what that schedule was to allow at least as much flexibility as possible for as many of us who wish to attend that event are able to do so without having to miss a meeting. I'd appreciate it. Right, as soon as the legislative calendars, we know when Broward Days is going to be, we'll be able to work with you more closely on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Any other discussion? Okay. Motion's already been passed on that. Mr. Rosen, Council?
I have no report other than congratulate Barbara and obviously chose wisely and to the board
the continuity that will result from your appointment of Laura.
We definitely do so as well. R4 Executive Director's report.
Well, first, I just want to thank everyone for your confidence and support. I really appreciate it. And I think, you know, maybe you've known me for many years, and, you know, the plan is to continue kind of the setting that Henry has left behind in that kind of legacy. We'll work with the staff and with the cities, and we'll do a great job there. So thank you very much. A couple of kind of housekeeping items. One, the July meeting for this year, next month's meeting, we'll contemplate whether or not there's anything that needs to be placed on our agenda for July. And if there isn't, then hopefully we'll be able to cancel the July meeting this year.
What date is it?
I think it's July 25th. July 25th. And right now, it's looking like there's not going to be a need to have a July meeting, but we will have a better idea at the conclusion of the June meeting.
So that'll be on our agenda in June.
Correct. The second thing is that the county commission has identified Yom Kippur on September 25th as a date, and they have chosen September 27th as their alternate date, which would be your meeting date, it's a Thursday, because of that holiday conflict. So we won't have the room anymore for Thursday, September 27th. So I was looking at the calendar. We do have a couple of things that could be coming up that would potentially be for that meeting. I'd like to do a poll of the members to see if you're available September 20th, because we have reserved this room for September 20th, and it would be an alternate date. It kind of fits in between the August and October meetings, you know, 4 weeks after the August meeting, 5 weeks before the October meeting. So if that's okay, everyone, we'll poll the members in June.
So you'll poll us in June for that?
Right, we'll poll you in June for the September meeting date.
In the meantime, if you can check your calendars for the 20th.
Right, for September 20th. And that's all I have right now, but thank you again for everyone's support.
It's our pleasure. Okay, I'll leave any correspondence. We have our public hearing agenda, PH 1 and 2. Someone wish to poll one?
Two.
Okay, we're pulling two. All righty.
Go for PH 1.
Thank you. Motion second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does carry. PH 2, Ms. Boyd?
PH 2 is the second public hearing for a land use plan amendment in the city of Pontiac Creek. It's about 23 acres, and it's generally located on the northeast corner of US 441 and Northwest 61st Street. The proposed change is from commercial to medium 16 residential. There are sufficient public facilities and services available. Sufficient school capacity has been identified, projected reduction of traffic. There is a very small wetland on site, which the applicant property owner had agreed to be preserved as a conservation easement. So there's no other natural resources issues. It also generally meets policy, the affordable housing policy 10707 of the Broward County Land Use Plan. The applicant is here if you have any additional questions specific to the application.
Any speakers signed up for this at all?
Only the applicant, and that's for questions only.
Let's go ahead, take a motion and second, get on the floor, if you would.
Second.
Move to second, get on the floor, discussion now, take the time. Mr. Malozzi?
Just for the record, because this does border another city, and I know the answer, but I just wanted to establish for the record that it was the people and the residents in Parkland, yes, have been noticed, have had ample time to give input if needed, and they are okay with it?
Yes, at the beginning, when we received the application, the planning council staff sent the application to the city of Parkland, and we received no comment from the city. And then as part of the courtesy notification process, any property owners within 300 feet, and that would include some on the Parkland side, were notified of the proposed amendment change.
And you heard nothing?
And we've heard nothing.
That's all, thank you.
Mr. Gunther?
Thank you. I voted no last time, and I intend to vote no again. Although they may meet our requirements for affordable housing, I don't see it in the true spirit of Broward County's affordable housing rules that I helped promulgate, in that they pay nothing for affordable housing. It only comes out of commercial and industrial lands. And in the city of Coconut Creek, if you look at Amendment 8, on the second page, what they pay in, but But housing doesn't seem to have to contribute.
Mr. Ellsberg, one second. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm, go ahead, I'm getting.
Ms. Franklin came up, I don't interrupt you, is she, okay?
But they have, usually we've asked for a 10% set aside for low income and affordable housing. They are within the required, Mr. Mealy, I know you're within the requirements of Coconut Creek. I don't fault you for that. I just disagree with their requirements, so that's what I'm putting on the record.
Mr. Mealy, you wish to make comment?
Yes, very briefly. Dennis Mealy, on behalf of the applicant. When the county adopted the affordable housing policy, it had, I think, 9 or 10 different ways to satisfy the requirement. One of those ways is a linkage fee, which is exactly what Coconut Creek did. It's been in effect for several years. There's been a number of land use amendments approved under that fee, and we're just doing the same thing that everyone else in Coconut Creek has done in this circumstance. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank
you. Yes?
Under that linkage fee, how many low-cost housing units have been built in Coconut Creek?
I don't know.
Is there anyone from the city here?
The city told me they have a budget meeting this morning, and that's why they're not here. They were here last time.
Any further questions? That's good.
I just wanted to, based on those comments, I just wanted to know if you received any comments from the city in regard to this proposed application or any points on that.
As part of the review of the land use plan amendment, the city of Coconut Creek coordinated with the county's planning and redevelopment division, and that's how the determination was made that they met policy 10707. So the determination was made in coordination with the city.
Excellent. Thank you.
Any further questions? Sorry, I'm going to second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Support the motion.
Thank you.
Very good. Concludes our agenda. Our next meeting report will be June 28th. Please stay with this particular time. I understand there's a photographer for photo. Is she here?
Yes.
Okay. We get our traditional gathering for the photo.
Now you're over here by us.
Do you want to do a front aisle and back aisle?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just keep them with all.